Even as the president pushes for tax reform in Congress, he's been embroiled in continuing controversy over how he handled a phone call to the widow of a soldier killed in Niger. Maisha Johnson, wife of Sergeant LaDavid Johnson, was on ABC's Good Morning America today. Here's how she describes the phone call with the president.
Said that he knew what he signed up for, but it hurts anyways. It made me cry because I was very angry at the tone of his voice and how he said it. Like he couldn't remember my husband's name. The only way he remembered my husband's name because he told me he had my husband report in front of him.
Now, President Trump defended his actions this morning. He defended his actions as respectful, tweeting this morning that he, quote, spoke his name from the beginning without hesitation. Well, joining us for an update on Washington politics is NPR White House reporter Jeff Bennett. Hi there, Jeff.
Hey, Meghna.
So this is the first time that Sergeant Johnson's widow has spoken publicly about this phone call. I mean, is the president continuing to fuel this controversy? Or, I mean, just tell us about where we are today.
Well, we know the president cannot let go unanswered any slight, no matter from whom it comes. This isn't the first time the president has been embroiled with a debate with the Gold Star family. But here you have Maisha Johnson giving her first public comments after laying her husband to rest on Saturday. And the president is effectively calling her, this Gold Star widow, a liar, even though folks at the White House are not backing up the president's claim. Now, the president earlier said that Congresswoman Frederica Wilson, who is a friend of the Johnson family, who was riding in the limousine and heard on speakerphone of the president's comments, she said that President Trump told the widow that he knew what he was signing up for and that the president didn't seem to recall Sergeant Johnson's name. Now, we know from the White House Chief of Staff, General Kelly, that that is actually true. What Wilson said that the president told Maisha Johnson is the case. And now you hear from Maisha Johnson herself how it came to be that the president, she said, stumbled as he was trying to relay whatever comments he was trying to make to her. And so, you know, you have folks at the White House who would much rather turn the page, particularly this week, at the beginning of this week, to tax reform, to health care. It's something that Republican members on the Hill in particular would really just like to let go and to move on from.
Huh. Well, you know, with all this focus on this on the phone call and the tone that the president took and what he did or didn't say, it seems as if the controversy, though, is taking attention away from the basic question of what Sergeant LaJohnson and his fellow soldiers were even doing in Niger. Isn't that the case?
That is the case. And I think that story changed, particularly last week, when Senator John McCain, who's chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, threatened to subpoena the Trump administration to get more information about the circumstances surrounding this ambush. And then, you know, the very next day, he met with the defense secretary, Jim Mattis. But, you know, you make the point. Sergeant LaDavid Johnson, his body was found nearly a mile away from the central scene of that ambush in Niger. And the Pentagon is looking at the exact circumstances of how he became separated from his unit when they were ambushed by these 50 ISIS fighters. This is what we understand from the sort of early account of what happened. And the FBI is also investigating this, too. So even as the president refutes what LaDavid Johnson's widow says, the investigation into the circumstances surrounding his death is still ongoing.
Well, so let's hear a little bit from Senator Lindsey Graham about this. He spoke to NBC's Meet the Press, again, to the point you were making, Jeff, about how the Senate is going to try to clarify the situation here.
Mm-hmm. We don't know exactly where we're at in the world militarily and what we're doing. So John McCain is going to try to create a new system mm-hmm. to make sure that we can answer the question, why were we there? We'll know how many soldiers are there, and if somebody gets killed there, that we won't find out about it in the paper.
So in the last couple of seconds that we have, Jeff, you mentioned mm-hmm. the subpoenas, but any hearings coming up, perhaps?
No hearings that we know of, but we know from that meeting that the military is going to shift its counterterrorism strategy to focus more on Africa. And they're also going to put more decision-making authority in the hands of commanders in the field and potentially expand the ability to use lethal force against suspected terrorists in the field. That's one of the things that Defense Secretary Jim Mattis told Lindsey Graham and John McCain at their meeting last week.
NPR White House reporter Jeff Bennett. Jeff, thank you.
You're welcome.